number two of the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack. One more hour. It is time for the Sit Rep presented by Inward Half Golf. Up first, Tennessee will play a doubleheader today against Florida, the first game being at 3 o'clock on ESPN, SEC Network Plus, and the next game will follow 45 minutes after the conclusion of Game 1. Game 3 will be played tomorrow down in Gainesville, home of stinky people. Up next, we all love summer league ball, right?
Yeah, somewhat.
Like the Savannah Bananas, you know.
Oh, you're talking about, I thought you meant basketball.
No.
What about?
Dalton coming.
Hey. Yeah, that's going to be sweet.
That'll be fun to watch.
Zach Edey.
We all know the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how much benefit you get out of going to play for that organization. They're fun to watch, right? Well, another summer league team is trying out something different. The Tri-City Chili Peppers out of Colonial Heights, Virginia, will play a full game under black lights with glow-in-the-dark uniforms.
I did see an article on this.
So it's going to be pink uniforms and neon green or neon yellow uniforms. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the black lights will illuminate the baseball.
Right.
Would you go to that as a fan?
It'd be pretty cool, I guess.
I mean, think about it. If you wear clothing that's going to react to the black lights, should be pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
If you ever played,
pretty difficult.
If you ever played laser tag, you don't wear a white shirt.
Yeah.
You wear navy shorts. You wear a black shirt. Mm-hmm. You wear dark shoes. You don't wear white socks. You know why? Because you'll show up.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus, you would have to wear long sleeves, a mask, gloves,
nope,
and a hat.
I don't wear long sleeve shirts.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Why are you typing?
Because I have to do something. I'm fixing things.
You're fixing things.
Yes.
What are you fixing?
I told you during the break what was going on.
He was trying to fix some of the break stuff.
Why are you up? Anyway, that's happening this year. That's going to be fun to watch. Actually,
that's just a one-game thing.
That's a one-game thing, but
yeah.
I mean, still pretty.
Something to try, yeah.
That's something to try. It's something to, you'll get the fans involved.
I mean, the Savannah Bananas took off. I mean, it's pretty popular, isn't it, down there?
The Savannah Bananas are popular all over.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to a Savannah Bananas game.
It has a Harlem Globetrotters feel to it a little bit, though, doesn't it?
It's,
like,
yes.
Don't they play? Do they play the same team?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, it's basically the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I mean, the umps are out there dancing and everything, right?
Well, and that's why I said, you know, this is not, I mean, I really don't see how this benefits anybody.
I mean, yeah.
And if you didn't know, there's arena football in Nashville again. The Nashville Cats are back.
Yeah, I saw some of their highlights on X yesterday going through.
Picked up a big win last week against the Minnesota Myth.
Last night they won?
Last week.
Oh, I know they played last night. I didn't know. I thought last night was their first game.
I don't know. Last night they played. I don't know the final score of that game, though. Last week they played at home. They won 47-12. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I like some arena football. They did lose last night 51-41 to the Albany Firebirds. But how fun would it be to go to Nashville just to watch this game and then leave? That way I can get out of Nashville.
Bro, can't keep disrespecting Nashville, man.
I hate it.
You hate the whole state.
I don't hate the whole state.
You like Memphis?
No.
Okay. Well, then what other parts do you like besides?
Cookeville?
Okay.
Johnson City? Chattanooga?
So East Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay.
Cookeville's Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's the Upper Cumberland.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Franklin.
Okay.
I like Murfreesboro.
I'll take that.
I like Brentwood. I just don't like Memphis or Nashville. I just don't.
Am I losing my mind? It's not Brentwood in Nashville?
I mean, it's close.
It's like,
isn't it like a Farragut is to Knoxville or something?
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
Yeah, so Farragut's not its own city.
They have their own governing, council.
But it's not its own city. So we're saying, like, Brentwood, Nashville.
No, you have the town of Farragut.
Yeah, it's a
town. Am I crazy? Am I psychotic?
Yes.
Is Farragut its own thing? Are there city limits to Farragut?
Well, I mean, there's not like a Cedar Bluff governing body. There's not a West Hills governing body. There is a town of Farragut governing body.
So I go to a different town.
So it's
town.
Like if you build a pool inside the Knoxville city limits or Knox County, you go through Knox County Commission. If you live in the city and you want to build a pool, you have to go through Knoxville City Commission in order to make that happen. If you live in the town of Farragut, you have to go through the town of Farragut and follow their construction guidelines.
And to not, I want an honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
Not for semantics' sake, because I feel like you two will do it for semantics' sake. If you lived
saying?
In the Farragut area,
okay,
and you said, hey, someone comes up to you and say, hey, where are you from? Where do you live? Are you going to say Farragut, or are you going to say Knoxville?
I mean, I live in Farragut.
Are you going to say Knoxville?
If somebody asked?
Yeah.
So like, if I was out of town, like, somewhere else?
Let's say, yeah, or, you know.
I would probably, I would, if I was out of town, I'd say I'm from Knoxville. But if I'm, like, with somebody in Knoxville and, like, somebody I'm at a restaurant with, like, where do you live? If I'm already in Knoxville, I'm going to tell them I live in Farragut.
Or if you're, like, in Lenoir City or even Sweetwater.
Well, yeah, you would say
Campbell
you live in
County
Lenoir City.
Somewhere like
yeah.
That.
I mean,
it's like if I'm in Myrtle Beach or Orange Beach or...
It's just like, I mean, Jack's whatever. Not from Nashville, right? You're
right,
from,
but that's, like, typically what I tell people
yeah,
yeah, when I'm, like...
But, like, if you're in Nashville,
you're
you'd be, like...
No, he's not from Nashville. He's from another part. We're not going to give that up unless he wants to.
Yeah.
So, but you're from Nashville.
He's
from
I'm
the Nashville
from
area.
That
you're
area.
From Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you'd say.
No, you don't say that.
Like, I tell people I was born in Nashville, but, I mean, I lived in Hendersonville for forever, like, before I moved here, which Hendersonville
but
is
Hendersonville
like,
is not, like, Farragut. It's a totally different
but it's,
scenario.
Right. Well, I'm not, it's Nashville.
Hendersonville is like their Gatlinburg.
Right, that's
Nashville's
a to-
farther
that's a totally
outside the city.
There.
Hendersonville's farther outside the city than Nashville. It's well farther.
It's like I'm from La Follette, but if I'm down in Myrtle Beach, I tell people I'm from Knoxville.
No, that's different. That's totally different. No. That's its own thing. Farragut is in.
Farragut's in like almost the Knoxville.
It's in Knox County, but it also basically is Lenoir City.
It's in Knoxville. Yeah. No, yeah. It's not.
Yes,
that's. Do I not understand geography? Am I
no,
learning this right now?
You don't.
This is insane to me.
Where are you
you're
from,
wrong,
Marcus? Where
I'm
are you
right.
From?
I'm from Nashville. That's where I was born.
Where did you live?
Where
though?
Did you live in Nashville?
Where did I
like? Were you?
I was there for
the
like
city?
2 years before we moved. Like I don't remember like the exact. Building.
But I wasn't like Brentwood or Franklin or you're, you know any of those areas.
Well, now that I think about it, when we were moving at 2 years old, I did look outside and say goodbye. This exact street and section of Nashville I live in. I shall never see you again.
I was 3 or 4. I mean,
I imagine like a kid that's like 2 feet tall, but has Marcus's same exact head shape and size that he has right now. Bye, little street that I lived on. Bye.
Where'd you live after?
Many places. I moved around a lot. I mean, I can break it down for you if you want me to, but it's not that
I
interesting.
I was trying to see what your answer was to see.
Okay. I lived in Scotland, I lived in Montana, I lived in Kentucky, and then I lived back here.
Marcus is a traveler.
Chandler chimes in. He says, I tune in for some insight, and moron Marcus is off on a technicality of where people are
just,
from.
It was...
I'm the moron?
Yes.
I don't even know how we got
it's
on
just because your name, the alliteration of your name, it just went together, dude.
Good thing there's no one
we
in
we went from arena football, too.
There's a lot of things.
Geography.
Yeah, they're talking about video games and arena football. That's the insight you want? Being scared over there about our running back situation? Is that the insight you want?
I am scared. I got to be scared.
How did we go from talking about the Nashville Cats?
You.
What
you,
did I do?
You said you hated all these places.
I do.
Okay, but then you...
That doesn't mean that he has to go off on a rant about technicalities of whether Farragut is considered Knoxville or if it's considered Farragut. I didn't do that. He did that.
Well, I was saying
you
that,
all are driving me nuts.
I was saying that if you said that you love Brentwood, then you love Tennessee because
that
the
is
same
the
thing.
Sit rep presented by Inward Half Golf. Enjoy the walk in with Inward thing. Half. Shop online at inwardhalf.com.
It's the same thing. Brentwood is Nashville. It's the same thing.
Give me some insight on the Preds tonight. What's going down?
I don't want to hear about the Preds. Nobody wants to hear about the Preds because nobody listening to this show cares about hockey.
That's not true, Jake.
People care more.
Jake, I got a tweet within 5 seconds of you saying it last time.
Well, here's
we
the thing.
We had a hockey guy on the show. Nobody complained.
Okay, nobody complained. And he did a great job. Yes. We got some insight. I might go to a hockey
game
just so
game,
I can see a
Jake.
Fight and drink beer. Well, here's the thing. People care more about Tennessee baseball than they do anything else
we're not
right
even,
now.
Okay.
Well, good thing I have my own segment where I can talk about hockey.
Oh, my God. No, you will not.
I will.
You will
okay,
not.
Let's
then
talk.
Then I will leave.
Let's talk to baseball then. We'll,
please.
What we got?
Golly,
Kirby Smart
guys.
Or something.
Y'all are driving me nuts. Adam Hickman 1 and Adam Hickman 2
oh,
right over here.
Say that again and I definitely will walk out.
Adam Hickman 1.
Don't do
Adam
that.
Adam Hickman 2.
Stop.
He ain't going to walk out of here.
Don't test him.
He's not going to walk out of here.
Jake, come on, man.
You actually think he's going to walk out of here? He won't walk out of here. He won't.
All right, just start.
That's why he's moving real slow because he's not actually going to do it.
I'm just getting ready for the break so you guys can have a clean exit.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
All right.
That's fine. Anyway, this baseball game that we have, these two baseball games that we have today.
Yeah.
Who do you start in game one? Because we all know that Drew Beam's going to be your starter in game two.
Yeah, it'll be Stamos and Causey, I think, game one. You don't change anything. My thing was, you know, people talk about when you get warm before a game and then you have to sit down immediately. I don't know if there's going to be any effects from that. From yesterday,
right?
I know, but I haven't heard anything on that. My biggest thing was, our lineup, not having Tears and people like that in there, because I think you're gonna have to score runs the series to win, because I think their offense is gonna score some runs against us, and I think our offense needs to be the catalyst as they have been during the season. So that's where I think things stand. But I think it'll be Stamos, and you stick to your routine. And you have your game plan as if it was a Thursday, and you worry about the second game as if it was your next day game, things like that, and just hope. Causey and Stamos have been giving you right at 7-8 innings an outing, it seems like.
Right.
The last few outings. So that's what you hope for, especially in that first game. So.
Well, my big thing, too, is like I think you have to win game one today because you don't want to be playing catch-up in game two. If you win game one, you carry that momentum into game two.
Yeah.
That way, you're not having to be like, okay, well, listen, we just lost game one. We have to come out and we have to win game two.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you win game one, you keep them down, you roll that momentum into game two today, which
right.
is only 45 minutes after the first one.
Yeah.
You go out and win that one. Hey, guess what? You've already won the series.
Right.
One day you've won the series.
Right.
And that's how you want it to be.
I mean, Florida's weakness is their pitching. They got arguably the best player in the SEC, not named Condon. And this guy's very similar to that. He's going to be a top three draft pick, and Caglione, or however you say his name.
Caglione.
Yeah, really good player. And I got a couple good other offensive players. So, like I said, I think it's going to take, scoring some runs. And, we haven't been doing that either very well. So,
no.
I'm kind of on the fence on how I think this one's going to go. It's obviously on the road as well. They're going to be fired up, ready to go. They got a lot of talent down there. They just haven't performed. So they're playing for their season too, really, and we're playing for a lot.
Solid
you know,
point.
You're trying to get, the host a regional and a super regional. So I think your RPI kind of dropped a little bit after you lost to Lipscomb. So there's a lot on the line for us as well. You want to get back and try and win the East as well. So there's a lot to play for on both sides tonight. So not just rivalry as well. So I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at this series, this game. This double game, I guess. So, really looking forward to it, though, for sure.
I think everybody should be looking forward to this series just because this is just one step closer in not only hosting a regional but hosting a super as well.
Because
that's really what you want to gun for. You want to host a super, and you want to get to Omaha.
Yeah, you want
and with
the
home field advantage that we would have. It is vital that we get that super regional in Knoxville.
Yeah, you just yeah, I mean, you want your easiest road possible. You want your highest seed possible. I mean, that tends to make it the easier teams, so to say. But baseball is just a weird game, too. I mean, it doesn't matter, where you play or whatever. And I think we have the team that no matter where we go or whatever field we're on, we're going to be there to play. And we saw that last year. So, yeah, I mean, I hope we do get it, regional and super regionals at home. That'd be great for Knoxville and Tennessee and baseball all together. So, yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. And it starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I mean, you're in May now, and May kind of starts, you know, your run to Hoover, and then ultimately your run to Omaha.
Absolutely. Marcus, is somebody trying to call? There he is. Call back. I just got a text saying, why is nobody answering? Are you seriously just going to sit over there and not do anything? You're not going to participate the rest of the show?
I'm waiting until the break, 'cause I told you.
Talking to the mic, that way people can hear you. This is ridiculous.
I don't know. Jack, do you have any thoughts on the games?
I mean, if you said they struggle with pitching, that should go right in our favor. I mean, we're one of the best hitting teams in the country, so I mean, in over three games, we should put up some runs, put up some points. Hopefully our pitching does a little bit better than what it's been doing. I think this should be wraps. I mean, they're a 500 team, right? I know it's on the road, but I don't know. Like Jake said, it's Florida, man.
You have to beat Florida. You have to beat Florida. Westchester is up next. What do you say, Westchester?
Jake, I gotta have a minute here. First off, maybe somebody should update the phone number on the app. That would be step one of you know, maybe something else should do.
We're still working through kinks. We'll get them all complete.
Number two, more people care about hockey than they do the Nashville Cats. More people care about what Marcus has to say than the Nashville Cats. More people care about, I'd even say, the NBA than the Nashville Cats. Okay, so don't come in here this no one wants to talk hockey crap when the Preds are in the playoffs.
People would rather watch local football than to watch the National Hockey League in this area.
You want to count attendance?
Sure, I'll count attendance.
I think attendance at Bridgestone is going to be heck of a lot greater than whatever high school the Nashville Cats are playing at.
Well, here's the thing, man. Like, the Nashville Predators, yeah, they get a crowd. But I guarantee you that 50% of the audience could not even tell you the starting lineup.
You know, they just kind of wandered over from a bar on Broadway and said, let's see what's going on in here.
I guarantee it.
They just got kicked out of the bar. They're like, hey, let's go over here and pay a bigger cover. $80, where's the bar? What's going on?
$15 beers.
Now the Preds are in trouble. The Preds have been in trouble since since they missed the open net to seal that game. And I don't think they're going to quite pull it off tonight. That's kind of a shame, but it is what it is. Jake, I haven't talked to you guys since you got into the Palestrial New Studios with, you know, two spots on camera for no show that has, you know, two people on it. That was some really good planning on that one, wasn't it?
I missed that.
So,
hey, the good thing is, Westchester, this new studio does not stink like the old one that you had the pleasure of doing a show with me at. That place smells so bad.
It has some character to it, let's say that.
And, I don't know what kind of character that is.
You think Florida's kind of down there. There's a good chance the Braves, Jesus. The Vols can sweep this weekend, right?
I think there's a chance that we can. I think we take two of three, but, you know, I would love to get the sweep. And if we get the sweep, then I will be happy to be wrong.
Playing 2-7s today, weather permitting, right?
2-9s.
2-9s?
Yes.
When did they change that?
I don't know. The article that I just read on utsports.com said it was going to be 2-9s.
Is there a pretty significant delay between the two, or are they just like
45 minutes?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Florida actually played a doubleheader last weekend at Arkansas. 2 9-inning games. That's what I don't understand is why, especially when you start a series on a Thursday, you have Sunday available. I don't know why they don't.
No, you don't.
You don't. Oh, that's what I was wondering, why they don't make it a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Because you can't have an advantage for playing on Thursday that you wouldn't get if you play on Friday. And because of travel rules, they have to be back for class on Monday, so okay. They're not going to let them. If you play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're not going to stay till Monday. So just like if you play a Thursday, you can't play Sunday. You have three games to play regardless.
The whole
of when you
purpose
start
of this,
it.
The SEC doesn't want to pay for more hotel rooms.
But what's it, but why were they doing it? Like why? What I don't understand is they did Friday, Saturday, Sunday earlier in the SEC season, and then at the end they're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, okay,
is it because of finals or something? I don't know.
No. Let me give you a little history here. When the SEC network first started, there was a thing where each team got one guaranteed Thursday night series. It's supposed to be a guaranteed home series so that they got to be on television once.
Okay.
Because the SEC, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday was supposed to be carried on all three games were carried originally on the SEC network at the time. And that's kind of trailed off to where it's just they televise at least one of them. But that's where it came from. It was just a little bit of television exposure for a new network that didn't have a lot of content yet.
Okay, that makes sense.
And their teams that are playing more than one, obviously, now, and they've changed it up a little bit, but that's where it came from.
Right.
It was a good idea. It was a good idea at the time, but I think you have to do the Thursday, Friday, Saturday just because it's too much of an advantage. Like you don't want to come down to a tiebreaker where you played a series that someone else didn't get a chance to, and
you know.
It's one of those things. But
I was just curious about that. Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of people that don't understand that and don't understand the origins for it. So
yeah.
Other than that, that's about all I got, guys. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. Go Vols, go Preds, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate the phone call, Westchester. Stay with us. When we return, the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio, Mark the Tape with Marcus Young, coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. Back here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. We continue to talk about Tennessee and Florida tonight down in Gainesville, 3:00 SEC Network Plus. Get a double dose of baseball. Hopefully everyone will be off work in time to watch the festivities. Before we break down more of this game, let's get an update from Fox Sports Radio.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA playoffs, the Knicks close out the 76ers with a 118-115 win in Philadelphia. All five starters were in double digits for New York. Josh Hart hit a big three-pointer in the final seconds, and Jalen Brunson led the way with 41 points. For Philadelphia, Joel Embiid had 39 points before fouling out late. Tyrese Maxey just 17 points as New York wins that series 4-2. Up next, they'll take on the Indiana Pacers in the second round. The Pacers close out their series with the Bucks with a 120-98 win. Indiana had 50 points from its bench, while Milwaukee had 6. Obi Toppin, 21 points. T.J. McConnell, 20 points. Both off the bench. Those were your two leading scorers for Indiana. Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo did not play, missed the entire series due to injury. Damian Lillard did return to the lineup. 28 points in the loss. Indiana closes out that series 4-2. NHL playoffs, Maple Leafs beat the Bruins 2-1. That series is tied at 3-3. We'll have a deciding game 7.
Got me? Sweet.
Yeah,
that is your update from Fox Sports Radio. Thank you for that. Guys, if you haven't already, pick you up some White Claw Hard Seltzer to go along with this baseball series that we have tonight. White Claw Hard Seltzer must be 21 or older. Please drink responsibly. You know, I was going through some of the variety packs because everyone's got their own favorite flavor of White Claw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack, what's your favorite?
Isn't there like a berry?
Blackberry?
Yeah.
Or black cherry?
Easily. That's
black cherry's really good. I like the raspberry one. That's probably my go-to. I know Max, my old producer, he's a big fan of the mango White Claws. Everybody, like, I don't know, everyone seems to think that's like their least favorite, and I kind of like it. Not going to lie. Brett, what's your go-to flavor for White Claw?
The peach, I think.
Wow.
I believe, yeah. I don't know.
Something about a peach seltzer. It's like, because everyone knows, like, I'm allergic to peaches. And, like, there was a company that tried to say that they brewed their beer with real peaches, not White Claw, another company. They're like, we use actual peaches in this beer. I'm like, no, you don't. And he's like, yes, we do. I'm like, no, you don't, because if you did, I'd probably be dead for as much of these as I have drank.
Right.
No, White Claw does a fantastic job. Love their seltzers. Check them out. Must be 21 and older. Please drink responsibly. All right. Just this baseball series, man. It's gonna be a lot of baseball to watch. Like, it's eating into my video instruction time.
Your video instruction time?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, every every evening now, I like to, you know, pull the driver out and try to fix my slice. And I know what my problem is, because, you know, with a driver, you want to show three knuckles on your left hand. You want 75% of your grip to be in your left hand. This is for right-handed players, obviously. And what I'm doing is I'm, like, bringing the club in after I make contact with the ball when I need to rotate my right arm over my left. So that's going to be something that I don't get to do today because of this.
Well, I mean, oh, yeah, because I guess the game is on SEC Network Plus.
Yes, and this is one of the last three series that Tennessee will play, of course, the Florida series this weekend. You got Queens in the middle of the week on Tuesday. Next week, you go to Vanderbilt, in which that'll be a huge series, a series that you always want to win.
Right.
Any chance you can get to get Tim Corbin mad, you take advantage of it, and then you close out the series, or close out the season rather. Excuse me, with a midweek game against Belmont, and then finish it off that weekend with South Carolina before you head down to Hoover the following week. Goodness, getting choked up. So out of these last three series, does Tennessee have a chance to win all three?
Oh, yeah, you always got a chance to win all three. I mean, three of the bigger ones, and, I mean, probably your two biggest baseball rivalries, I feel like, with Florida and especially Vandy. You know, Vandy, you've had that heated series with last couple of years especially. And then South Carolina, I mean, they think we're their rival, you know. So you always enjoy playing them. But yeah, they're all big. Like I said, you're playing to host the regionals and the super regionals. So yeah, and you want to get some guys back that are, you know, on the shelf right now. I mean, what's AJ Russell's status? What's obviously Tears was going to be out yesterday, at least. Who knows about today? I don't know if it may just be a day-to-day thing. But that's a good thing about what Tony's created down here is you've got a lot of guys that can step in and fill a role. I think Reese Chapman was going to step into Tears' role in the outfield today. You know, your bench is loaded, and this is why, you know, like I said, Tony's so good. Guys want to come here and play, and he's built a bunch of depth, and you feel like your offense isn't really going to skip a beat. At least you hope not. And so, I'm looking, like I said, starts today and hopefully get this first win.
Another news, Odell Beckham Jr. is expected to sign with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I just saw that. I was showing Jack that just a minute ago. It's pretty wild. It's quite a number three option for them. You know, he's not going to be asked to do too much with Tyreek, and he might see a lot of the ball, actually.
It'd be him, Jalen Waddle.
I think it's, and Jalen Waddle, and then the running backs, obviously, they score a lot of points. It's Miami, you know, it seems like the perfect spot for Odell. I mean,
they're going to score a lot.
He went down there during the playoff, you know, when they were in the playoffs with the Giants and partied on a yacht, you know, so that seems like the perfect spot for a place to. You know, I feel like he's on the verge of retiring, so why not go play where you're going to enjoy yourself too, outside of football?
It feels like they're trying to give Tua the best possible situation to where if he, you know, comes up short again this upcoming season, they might start having conversations about how good Tua really is. Because, I mean, yeah, he's got two of the best duo of receivers in the league, and Odell's going to be a great third piece.
Yeah,
they drafted two rookie receivers. They got the running game, obviously. Defense is a little iffy at times, especially with Wilkins going to the Raiders. But, I mean, this feels like – I mean, yeah, the Bills losing all their stuff. The Patriots aren't going to be good. Jets probably won't be too great. So they should probably win the division, make some noise in the playoffs. We'll see. We'll see if that happens. But I think it's honestly more of a thing for the Ravens. Like, what options do they have now? They got – Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews, and I can't think of anyone else on that receiving corps that scares me. I know that's not their go-to thing, but
yeah, I don't know who they drafted. I can't remember who they drafted, if they drafted anybody. But, yeah, I mean, you're totally right. And they have seen it as a whole is, you know, just loaded. The big thing with Tua is he, you know, I think they had one win against a team with a winning record last year. Obviously, he struggles in the cold weather. I mean – people want to blame him for the Kansas City thing, but that was unbelievably cold. You know, that was negative whatever it was, 30. Probably shouldn't even played, honestly. Right. I mean, people were injured. You know, fans were suffering from hypothermia. Now, granted, they were being stupid without their shirts on, jackets or whatnot. But, you know, he's got to prove, and that's why he probably hasn't gotten paid yet. He's got injury history, and he's got to prove he can win some of these big games that, I mean, he's still got to prove he can beat Buffalo. And, you know, like, he had a chance, especially in that last game of the regular season last year, to win the division, and they wouldn't have gone to Kansas City. Who knows what they would have done if they didn't have to go to Kansas City. So,
right.
You know, it's another piece for Tua. I mean, he's led the league last year in yards, I think. So, it's just another piece. They're going to be fun, the most fun team to watch, that's for sure.
The Ravens drafted Devontae Walker from North Carolina.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That he had transfer issues, so he didn't play at first. But, yeah, he's pretty good. So, we'll see if he helps him out.
And then you have the NBA front.
Of course, I got Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, no joke. But you also have to look at what happened in the NBA last night with Patrick Beverley.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Beverley, I don't know if you guys have seen the video yet. I know you have, Brett. Jack, I'm pretty sure you have. You follow the NBA probably closer than anybody on the show. But camera showed Patrick Beverley sitting on the bench and tossing a ball into the stands, like not just a bang.
It was a missile.
One of those. It was. Put it on a frozen rope, fired it right at a fan. And that happened about 2.5 minutes left. And that was after a fan had threw the ball back to Patrick Beverley.
So did the ball go in the crowd? Is that what happened? Like, how did the ball get to where
ball
that
went in
was?
The crowd.
Okay. So it went out of bounds.
They threw it back in.
Okay.
Beverley caught it and then just
launched it
back at him.
Okay.
Now they're saying that this fan was chirping at him the whole game, and they'd ask for help and whatnot, they never got it. But, I mean, here's the thing. If a team asks for help with a fan, usually security is just getting the person out of there, no questions asked.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Like, they're just going to get the fan out of there. So I find that really hard to believe, first of all. I find it hard to believe that if team officials notified security there was a problem involving a fan, especially right behind the bench, I find it really hard to believe that security did not respond to that. I find that really hard to believe.
Well, I mean, it makes me think they didn't say anything.
Exactly. I mean,
I think Beverley was just saying they were trying to get him out of there and never did, trying to make it not look like the bad guy in this situation. You are the bad guy in this situation. I mean, fans yell stuff all the time. I mean, Russell Westbrook's gotten into it with people, but, like, and he has them removed.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, you know. So, Beverley all night, it was just a frustrating night for the Bucks all around, frustrating playoff series. Frustrating season, you know, and what he did in the locker room wasn't great either. So he's facing a fine, suspension probably, you know, things like that. So,
well, and if that wasn't bad enough, you have to look at what he did in his post-game interview.
Yeah.
Because during his post-game media session, he wouldn't allow an ESPN producer to ask a question after discovering that she didn't subscribe to his podcast. He told her to get the microphone out of his face and then eventually asked her to leave the interview circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know there's been a lot of retweets and quote tweets and people like that that say this lady's got a lot of respect in the league amongst everybody, amongst peers, and just really disrespect. And it was disrespectful.
That is disrespectful.
I mean,
here's the thing. I didn't know that Patrick Beverley had a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost every player in the league now has a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what all this is for. I mean, he does his usual antics, but now he can talk about it on his podcast, get some clips, get some views. It's just
still be relevant
now that he's done for the season. He's just trying to stay relevant as long as he can, and hopefully he doesn't get as much attention as he wants.
I wish she said, "I do subscribe." Now you got an unsubscribe person.
Yeah,
you know, and he probably did lose some people like that. You know, I bet a lot of people want to hear what he has to say because you never know, he's going to go off the rails.
A lot of people hate listen at that point.
Yeah,
there's people that hate listen to us.
Yeah, probably.
Like Bear. Bear hate listens to this show.
Hey, he listens, though.
He listens.
Whether he likes it or not, I mean, he listens. I listen to them, and, I listen to all the shows on here.
I mean, there is a mutual respect between everybody here.
Oh, yeah, got to. We're a team still. We want, everybody to succeed. It only helps Fan Run. So, that's the name of it. It's not just, we have our own show, but
– yeah.
Everybody's won. So.
Now, I'm going to be competitive with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I respect them.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how it works in any industry. Stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
Moment is here. It's time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, presented by SM Athletics.
Final segment of the program. It is time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, presented by SM Athletics. Brett!
All right, we got a couple game sixes tonight. First up, we got Cavs and Magic. I think the home team's won each game. I don't see it changing tonight. I like the Magic forcing game seven. The next one, also game six at Dallas. I think Luka and Kyrie, just too much for the Clips. So I think they take down the Clippers tonight. Then in hockey, I've got the Preds. I think are going to force a game seven back in Vancouver. And then I'm also going to take I'm going to take the Golden Knights to force a game seven as well in that series. And then actually another big baseball series this weekend in the MLB. The Braves, I think, are at the Dodgers. And I think the Braves, I think they're going to surprise the Dodgers tonight in game one.
Jack.
All right, I got the Magic at -4 over the Cavs. Yeah, hoping for a game seven. I got Clippers +8against the Mavericks. I still think the Mavericks will win, but after that last game, I think the Clippers got to show up with some sort of fight. I mean, it was just embarrassing last time. I got Franz Wagner over 19.5 points. He struggled in game five. Had the shot that got blocked at the end that kind of sealed the deal, so expecting a big game from him. I got PJ Washington over 10.5, and then Paul George over 24.5. Again, he struggled last game.
Right.
Expecting a big bounce back.
All right. And I'm basically going to be the overtaker instead of the undertaker in this scenario. I'm going to take the Clippers and the Mavs to go over 208.5. Cavs Magic over 200.5. And all these baseball games are over 7.5 runs. We're going to take the Giants and the Phillies to go over 7.5. The Tigers and the Yankees over 7.5. The White Sox and the Cardinals over 7.5. That is the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker presented by SM Athletics. If you need anything done for your team, for your business, screen print, embroidery, sublimation, heat transfers, custom notebooks, custom pens, custom water bottles, cups, whatever it may be, you can make it happen here at SM Athletics. Anything you have that has a logo on it, we'll be more than happy to make that happen for you. Give us a call today at 865-966-3434. Visit us online at smathletics.com.
There was one college football story. I didn't know if we can touch on Kirby Smart signing that big extension, 10-year, $130 million deal.
I mean, the rich get richer. I mean, what else do you want to?
I think the only thing surprising is the amount of years. I mean, 10, that's a long time, isn't it?
It's a long time.
I mean,
especially in this landscape of college football.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Kirby's a great coach. He's a great recruiter. I mean, the guy probably would have had a national championship last year had they put them in the playoff. He had two teams that probably should have been in the playoff last year that got pushed out because one had an injured quarterback and the other one lost in the SEC championship game, even though they hadn't lost a game in like 29 straight games.
Yeah. I mean,
if that doesn't tell you who the best team in college football is right now, I don't know what does. Georgia's the best team in college football. Ohio State's going to give them a run for their money because they got those transfers out of Alabama. Ohio State's probably going to win the Big Ten. Georgia's going to win the SEC. Big 12.
Well, I mean, don't they play Texas? Do they play Texas? Am I wrong with that?
I think they do.
Like at Texas, I believe. So, and they play Alabama for the first time. Like we've always talked about how easy Georgia's schedule is. Like don't play Bama until the SEC championship. I think they play Bama. So you guys had that bet with me on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this run is about as dominant as anything we saw with, like, Saban and stuff. Saban now went for – it still kept going until he retired. I mean, they were in the playoff this past year. But, like, as far as always can be in, like, the top team, most dominant team, like, I mean, what he's doing is historic, you know. Like, you know, they probably shouldn't have lost, to Alabama or whatever it was in the SEC championship.
Of course, you have one big game in the first week of college football.
What's
just
that?
Just one. Florida State and Georgia Tech.
I mean,
I mean, I'm pretty sure Florida State's like an 11.5-point favorite already in that game. But, I mean, it's going to be college football. It's week zero college football. What do you expect?
I mean, yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, better than watching Vandy in Hawaii for the past 2 years. That's been awful.
That's a classic. Golly.
That was just disgusting. Who we got on the phone, Brett?
We got Rusty on the phone.
Let's get Rusty in here real quick before we close out the show. What do you say, Rusty?
Just wanted to say hey before the weekend starts. Wanted to agree with you and disagree with you, Jake. Bring back the old numbers, the big numbers where Jason Witten's number one is the width of like four numbers all by itself. Dante Stallworth's number four basically takes up the whole front of his jersey. And Casey, get rid of that stupid Butch Jones font.
Yes.
The Tennessee on center court font, that slanted whatever you want to call it that they came up with. It's not, that has nothing to do with us.
They basically tried to make it look like the state outline, and they failed.
Yeah, it's hilariously bad. But I love receivers and running back skill players with single digits or digits in the teens. Mose Phillips wearing 19, Alvin Kamara wearing 6, whatever, or 0 for general. I love skill players in single, I mean, whatever number they feel cool in. We need a receiver to wear 26 and 37 again to honor Peerless and Willie Gault.
And Leonard Scott.
That's something we did.
Well, Rusty, I would.
I'm going to say Willie Gault. I'm going to say Willie Gault with old 2-6. But maybe that's because I remember Willie a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rusty, I was just saying, I don't care what number they have on. Just get the ball in the end zone, make a play. Like, you know, your number's only going to mean something is from what you do with it on. So, you know, I'm all for Peyton 16 and 18 that he wore during my years and all, but it's what you do with it on, not nothing else, not how big it is or whatever, you know, just produce. That's all us as fans ask for. I mean, I know Jake loves the look and all that. I don't dive that deep into jerseys like Jake does, everybody else, but you know, I'm just like, just do something with the ball in your hands, you know, like. Yeah, that's the big thing for me.
Yeah, when you're a stud, it doesn't matter what the name on the back of the jersey says. Yep. It doesn't matter what number you're wearing. You're going to stand out regardless.
Yep, exactly. I guess you want to touch on baseball real quick.
I will say this. I'm sorry.
Did you want to touch on baseball real quick?
I mean, there's nothing really new to talk about because
that's
we
true.
Didn't get to play last night. So a doubleheader today will be interesting.
Well, Tears is out. You know, we didn't know that yesterday when we spoke. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm just excited to see the how our bullpen holds up having, you know, to play, 14 to 18 innings today, somewhere around there depending on how things go.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting. And I know you think about here's listening, but there's a lot of us that are gonna be locked into the Preds today too that are listening to this show. I think there's a lot of people listening to this show that are gonna watch more Preds this playoff season, even if they lose tonight and this is the end of it, than we do watch any NBA playoff. Combined.
Yeah, I mean, I got my Preds T-shirt on. I'm ready for the game, but I mean, I'm gonna try to have as many. I'm gonna have my computer going, both my TVs going, multi-view camera that gives you an option on YouTube TV to have NBA and NHL going at the same time. I'm gonna try and do it all if I can. You know, my wife might not like it tonight, but I think she already knows the setup is gonna happen tonight, especially when it became a doubleheader for baseball. So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it all. You know, I enjoy it all. So yeah, it should be a fun night, fun weekend.
It will. Hey, I'll text you during the games when I think it's kicked off and check on you, see, and make sure she's doing all right.
Yeah.
Just order some good food. Do something nice for her to make it enjoyable for her too. That's all you got to worry about.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
All you got
to
do.
Yeah.
No, Rusty, to close out the show with us, this actually is in regards to you since you're out on the West Coast. So we always do a funny story to end the show. And today's funny story is the California Highway Patrol shared a photo of a dummy passenger that earned several citations for a carpool lane driver. CHP in Santa Fe Springs Station said on Instagram that an officer pulled over a vehicle for crossing solid double lines in the high occupancy vehicle lanes, otherwise known as the carpool lane, and soon discovered something unusual. Said the goatee was sharp, just a little too sharp. The goatee, like the rest of the passenger, was made of plastic. The driver was subsequently issued a citation for multiple carpool violations.
Wow.
Do you want my spin on that? How this relates to me?
Yes.
So I drive, you know, like 300 miles a day, roughly, throughout the greater Southern California area. And it's just me, and I don't have a low emissions vehicle. I don't have, like, you know, an all electric anymore. So I don't have the sticker that allows me to drive in that lane, but I did put blackout tint, like limo tint, on my car, and I live in the HOV lane.
Nice.
And I'm so far, knock on wood, I have never even had even the least bit of issue from it.
Well, good.
So maybe that guy who had the dummy should have just done really, really dark tint where you can't see into his car. Because they're not going to pull you over for tint in California. They're not going to pull you over for many things. I guess if they see a dummy in your car, they figure there must be a dummy driving too.
I'm about to send you this article over on X. Rusty, this guy looks like... It looks like Snoop Dogg and I had a baby.
Wow.
It sounds hot.
Well, it got the age of Snoop Dogg, I'll say that much. Maybe something more than the age, as a matter of fact.
Snoop Dogg and Jake Miller. Yes, please get that to me as soon as possible. I'll let you guys go. Have a great weekend. Go Vols. Skin the Gators. And Preds get it to a game 7.
There it is. Rusty, we appreciate your call, man. That is going to do it for us. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jake.
Something else. That was The Herd with Colin Cowherd coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.